When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Girls Overheard. It's just me and Lauren right now because Ailey is away to spend a penny.
Away for a wee-wee.
Away for a wee-wee, or what did I call it? A tinkle?
A piddle.
I'm off for a piddle. But listen, see, in this episode today, we've got a good one, haven't we, Lauren? Mm-hmm. It's been pretty good. We've been talking about Kate Middleton's BBL.
Stunning.
Love that for Kate.
Helmets in the Hoover. If you know, you know.
Yep, there's been a wee update, guys. There's been a wee update. And also, what was the other thing? Big hairy toes. Listen, what's not to love? If you enjoy this, share it to your pals. And let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the pod. How are we doing today, girls? We need to have a lot of energy. This is a wee double record.
I know. We're going to need to take breaks to eat, guys, because there's definitely no ASMR today. We have on our table one of the best things I think it's ever made, Flips salted pretzels, salted caramel pretzels.
Wally, they
are chocolate covered pretzels.
Just as well they're not the white ones though, they're the worst.
Oh, I love the white ones.
White chocolate is the worst. It's not even chocolate.
I know, it's not even real chocolate.
But it's like, see, salty chocolate is the best thing ever.
Stunning. Oh, great.
I seen a new TikTok thing that you chop up strawberries, right? Long ways, so they're big.
Yep.
Okay. Put them on baking sheet, right? Mm-hmm. Like squash them all together, but like one layer. Mm-hmm. So it almost looks like a big bar. And then you melt peanut butter on top and then you melt chocolate on top. I think in between you have to actually like freeze it a wee bit, mm-hmm. Okay. So that it's harder, and then you cut it up and then you sprinkle salt on the chocolate on the top.
That's perfect.
Wow. And it's like a healthy snack. Let us know if you try it, because I'm definitely going to.
Do you know,
strawberry peanut chocolate bark kind of,
yeah,
thing.
Bark. Something about it when they call it bark, you're like, oh, gourmet.
I know.
So fancy.
Wee-wee.
Do you know, right, me and I were talking about this other day. See, this is almost like one of those things that your family did it growing up and you didn't realise it was weird, mm-hmm. Right? So I don't know if yous are the same. The thing that sparked this conversation, and this is not even a joke, right? In fact, did I tell you this already?
I don't know. Tell us and we'll tell
my
you.
My mum made muffins for us. And Andy went to get Oliver a muffin.
And he buttered your muffin.
And he buttered the muffin. Did I tell you this already?
Yeah, he did.
The other part of that, right, was that Andy also once got Oliver as a baby a wee thing of strawberries and chopped them up and covered them in sugar.
Oh, and yeah. I know the sugar
I
on
was
strawberries.
Like, Andy's like, I'm weaning him. He's like 6 months old. And he's like, this big bowl of sugar. I was like, you can't do that. He was like, well, we would always have strawberries with sugar over the top.
In my head, Oliver at that age, it was Oliver.
It was Oliver.
Oliver at that age taking the pure sugar strawberries. Have you ever seen Trolls? Ailey, you are just so annoying.
Just take that as a given. I've
Lauren,
not fucking
you've seen Trolls,
them,
haven't you? You know when the wee small guy goes, staring at your parents while they sleep, and he's got the big achy eyes. That's how I imagine Oliver.
I know, imagine not having any food and then having like sugar covered strawberries were your first thing.
Well, we were.
But he was like, oh, we always did that. My mum puts pepper on strawberries.
Oh.
I know, it's a weird combo, right? But
pepper.
I feel like
I've heard this. I have heard it before.
I think you put sugar and pepper or something like that. But it's the same thing as when people started putting chili in chocolate and it's meant to be like a good wee combo. Nobody ever knows these combos until you do it by accident.
Weird combos. I will absolutely, it might be a death row meal for me. What? McDonald's salty chips and ice cream.
I have heard this one.
Yes.
Have you done it? But is that not just an MSG overload? Is that not why it tastes good?
I don't know.
It's a treat, Ailey.
But it's amazing.
Why do we not just buy MSG, sprinkle it all over salads, and then...
What does it taste like,
though? It doesn't taste like anything. It just tastes good.
So... I heard a thing recently on TikTok.
It makes everything taste good. It tricks your brain into going, oh, that's amazing.
So there's a huge misconception around MSG. If you're interested, go and look it up because I'm not going to tell you all about it. But essentially people who, like wherever MSG originated, which I'm sure it's like Asian cuisine, right? Mm-hmm. Chefs have come on and said that, Ailey, really... Slurpee.
I'm not slurping, it's the wee noisy
slurping.
Cups. It comes out the wee hole, sorry.
Basically, this is really boring, but go and look it up because I actually found it interesting. It's boring to listen to on this podcast, but if you want to look it up separately, look it up. basically they're saying that MSG has got such a bad reputation when really it's not MSG that's the problem.
What is?
It's that people were saying that they would attend restaurants with food that they'd never had before and then occasionally get a bit of an upset stomach.
Yeah.
And they always put it down to oh, it's the MSG, but actually it can just be that you've got intolerances to other food that they have.
Yeah.
But the MSG has been bad MSG.
Oh, poor MSG.
Listen.
All it's doing is making us happy.
Exactly.
And obviously it's legal. It's allowed.
It's a food enhancer.
You can buy it.
Yep.
I'm sure when Andy's Palette has MSG, because when he makes I find Chinese takeaways put a lot of MSG in it, I think, and he got some. And you can just put it in your own food. I'm like, put it on healthy stuff.
Yep.
If it makes everything taste good, have I just cracked?
You've cracked the code. Oh my God.
It's not that as bloody as Ozempic, by the way. Everyone is talking about that. That has went up.
What?
Something
the use,
like.
The use of Ozempic.
The use of Ozempic, right, has went up 10% or something like that. Massive. I want to say 10 billion, right, but it might be an over-exaggeration. The amount of people using that, especially celebrities, and all it is an injection that lasts for a month and then you can't eat. But Sharon, not can't eat, but you're not hungry. You're not hungry. But Sharon Osbourne has obviously lost so much weight and she looks amazing, but she also looks like she could probably put a bit of weight on. And she said that she now can go 3 days without eating and she just has no appetite and she wants to put weight on and she can't.
But it's not medication for weight loss, so it's diabetes medicine. Yeah, it's never supposed to be used, and then people with diabetes couldn't actually get their medication.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, it's definitely been one of these trends, but I don't think it's been a very good one.
I think it'll be one of those ones that ends up in a few years, people are like, oh my God, remember every day was taking Ozempic? Yeah.
But you know the thing is, right? See, to be honest, there's a lot of people who probably are undiagnosed diabetics that would actually benefit from using L-glutamide injections, right? Mm-hmm. Because all it does is changes the balance of your insulin resistance. Mm-hmm. That's what it does. So then it helps to stop your cravings because you never get that whole spike of sugar really, really low, chase the spike all day long. That's how they say, look at us, we're sugar today, right? But they say when you get that pure sugar high in the day, that you literally chase it like a drug for the rest of the days until the rest of hours until you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem you've got, see people who are abusing it, they actually don't need to lose weight. That's where the problem lies. But see people who are actually able to use that to some kind of health benefit.
100%.
It's so worthwhile doing.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem you've got is you need to wean off it. Anyway, the whole Ozempic thing is mental.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there is a holistic version that you can take that gives you a similar side effect, and you can get it in Holland and Barrett, and it's not an injection, and it's not a chemical. It's something natural that stops you having cravings. I'll need to find out what it's called.
We could be popping pills all day, every day, couldn't we? There's a pill for everything now.
I
walked past Holland and Barrett yesterday, actually, and I was just like, that is like a sea of the unknown to me.
Do you know what is the most important thing when you're taking pills like that, by the way? Is see if it says take with foods.
Yeah.
You need to have food with it, especially the wee plasticky capsules, because see if you don't, your stomach doesn't have enough acid in it to break it down,
mm-hmm.
and they just stay in your bowel, fully made up, basically.
Yep.
And it's horrific. I seen an x-ray of somebody with all these pills, all their vitamins and all that. Just
Oh my God, fish eggs.
Ah, horrific.
A little cod liver oil in there.
By the way,
cod liver oil.
I'm so smart.
I'm so smart.
See, in the olden days, they used to line everybody up and they would put it on a spoon,
mm-hmm.
and you had to take it like that. They used to do that in schools.
I remember my mum making me do it and I couldn't. It was the most, it's fish. It's just fishy.
Why did you need to take it?
There was a wee phase where it was all over.
Schools?
Yeah.
It's so good for you.
It's so good for you. Just have this. It's brilliant. And it's
I
traumatic.
Feel like it was maybe at the point where everyone was malnourished. Malnourished.
I love that you need to take a spoonful of cod liver oil, but see in at lunchtime there's turkey twizzlers just waiting for you with beans, communal beans.
When my mum was at school, so that was a little while ago.
Back in the day. I miss turkey twizzlers, by the way. Bring them back. Just bring back a nice version of them.
I know, fucked you, the Oliver.
I know, I fucked it for all of us.
I'm actually surprised that Quorn never came out with a version of them.
I know.
Because they would have still been on the market.
Can we start a campaign? Because somebody actually did start their own campaign to get corn turkey dinosaurs. Corn dinosaurs or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they tweeted them and they made them.
They are so good.
Yeah,
they're currently in my freezer. They're absolutely
delicious.
Well,
we need to message them and say, going to make turkey Twizzlers.
And do you remember Turkey 2000s?
No.
No.
Shut up.
Oh, when you actually like, said 2000, it was yes.
A two and a zero, oh my God, a zero yeah. And a zero.
Yeah, I do.
Turkey 2000s.
Was that like a millennial thing?
Yeah.
I feel like we special edition. Ketchup, also they brought out a green one. And it was ketchup, oh. But it was green.
Oh, why? We had all that weird stuff. And then when they changed the colour of the crisp packets.
Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
It's so confusing. So you try to explain that to the kids now.
Oh, did they not have a thing as well? I could be completely making this up. Find the Walker's Blue Crisp.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember that.
There was all these kind of like Easter egg hunt type things that were going with food at that point.
Yep.
Also getting your wee bowl of cereal in the morning and trying to be the one that gets the toy.
No, they don't do that anymore because you could choke on it.
Well, that's see, fucking stupid.
I know.
Who's choking on a toy?
It was massive. I didn't have that enjoyment of like, who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? Oh. I always got it. And it was brilliant.
See, there's benefits.
Fucking plenty of benefits.
Lauren's like, Lauren's like, I have the whole collection, but there is no joy.
I played with them on my own.
I'm so sad.
Oh, bless. But look at you now. You've got two sisters, basically.
I know.
How lucky are you?
I literally had that morning shout of, you're your sisters, you're supposed to be best friends, and look how you're treating each other this morning.
Oh, I was meaning us.
Oh, so you are so right. Look at us now.
Sister? I honestly was meaning just this relationship.
You just morphed into Bette Midler there.
I went super Hocus Pocus.
Sisters?
Who else was that meaning?
I thought you meant Noah and Willis, as in I got to nurture that relationship.
Oh, bless. No. I can see your point, but I was more meaning just me and Ailey here.
Sorry.
Best okay. Friends.
Do your kids understand the whole family dynamic thing? Like, who's who?
No.
No, I mean, mine neither. Because mine neither.
They ask. They do ask. And they know certain family members, but they always think that, like, my mum's mum is, like, Nan Dot, but they know that that's, like, Chris's nana, mm-hmm. And they get so confused.
Yeah.
And she actually asked me the other day, what was Granny's dad called? And I went, oh, we used to call him Grandpa Joke. And she loved that. And I was like, aww. Oh, he used to tell funny jokes. I was like, he really used to love jam.
Oh,
he used to love jam.
This is a storybook.
Grandpa Joke
loves some jam sandwiches.
Lol, him and Granny Katie hated each other.
Let me tell you about the family tea.
They didn't actually. It was just pure old. See, when you think back to like what your grandparents were like, though, like it's so old school to what I think like grandparents nowadays are, though.
Yeah, true.
Like the image of like walking into like my mum and dad's house or like your mum and dad's house, and I'm like, it's dead bright and light and airy, and you used to walk into my grand's house and it was like a cloud of smoke. And I'd like,
Gran, are you in here? She just said virtues from the darkness. I'm over here.
No, but you'd be like, hi, Gran. And she'd be like, I'm just going up the stairs with a fucking coal bucket to go up back up and light the fire again. Like, it's just so different. Like proper old school.
Yeah.
Burnt carpet because the coal's falling out of the fire and everything.
So
like,
true.
How funny.
So modern. And also another like real nostalgia for me is my nana at the fire like cleaning everything with Brasso. Do you remember that?
Did it pure stink?
Yeah. It was like a brass cleaning product, but it was like, I don't know, made with like gunpowder or something. It was literally like pure toxic.
Gets a good shine in there. Yeah.
And she used to like shine up all these wee ornaments.
That's grandparents pure loved an ornament, didn't they?
Oh, they loved an ornament.
And plates. Like china plates on display.
Oh, yeah.
Wee cups and all that.
They're not for using. Not for using.
Never. Just for looking at. Anyway, what do we think about the, I mean, are we talking about the Kate Middleton photo?
Right. I wanted to bring this up because we did actually put a post out asking, what do you want us to discuss this week? Overwhelming majority was, what is your thoughts on Kate Middleton?
Kate's BBL. Have you not seen this?
She has not had a BBL.
Kate's had a BBL.
That's one of the rumours.
She's had the BBL. Why did I imagine William like, oh yeah, I'm going to smack that.
I'm going to smack that.
Back it up. Let me begin. Come over here. Let me put it in. Oh yes, Willie. Yes, you can.
This just gets so seedy.
I got a BBL. I hope you're a fan.
So funny. I mean, I'm going to put it out there that I genuinely don't think she's had a BBL. So
imagine she comes back and she recreates the Kim Kardashian. Remember that picture of her with the champagne glass?
Yes.
The black dress.
She's given the royals a complete makeover.
But what do you think it is?
Right, see, when I first looked at the picture and then they said it was Photoshop, see the two hands? I thought they were man hands. But then in closer inspection, you can see that it's a very badly edited photo. Yeah. And I just go, what needed edited that bad?
Are you talking about the one with her and the kids?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What one are you talking about?
There's also one of her apparently in the car.
Yeah, oh, with that. William.
Which people have then looked and found a picture of her.
On Vogue.
Yep. It's actually quite not a famous picture, but it was well publicised. Like, uh-huh. You can find it everywhere, basically. It's a picture of her in Vogue that they seem to have taken and allegedly have put it into this car picture, but they've taken the saturation right down. They've blurred it. They've made it look like literally as if she's sat in the seat beside William she's not.
I think that photo is the one that they think she's used on the Mother's Day one because it's a full face.
No, this one is a side profile.
The one with William in the car that I had seen was you can tell it's her, but she's got her black shades on, but she's definitely looking the other way from the camera.
What do you think it is? What do you think she's done?
Do you think they're fake?
Yes. No, me I too. Don't think the I think the photos I think the photos are fake. I don't think she's but I can't work out what's happening. I don't know why she's taking photos.
I just go see if she's not well. Like
no, I don't think she's not well.
You think she's dead?
I don't think.
Don't.
No way. No, why would they not say about
that? I don't think she's dead.
You think she's really unwell?
I think mentally.
Really?
I think she's had a nervous breakdown or something.
Oh, I don't know.
And she's went, I'm not fucking doing this. Fuck yous all. I'm out.
Good on her.
I think that's what's happened. And they're probably trying to like convince her. I think she's went on, I am not doing this anymore.
Why
and also, apparently he is having an affair.
Yeah, I have seen that rumour before, but was it not that he had an affair years ago or something?
Apparently he's had one.
God. What is going on in the world?
We need to just wait for the new season of The Crown to come out.
Then remember also Harry did say in his book that apparently William is a hothead.
Well, is Meghan Markle not apparently, listen to us, royal,
I know,
royal
show
this year. Is Meghan Markle not apparently got like a guru right now for her comeback in the UK?
Oh, I don't know.
Does that mean?
Like apparently a publicist guru who's going to like reinvent her image.
Yeah.
Why was her image bad again?
Oh, it was because the papers hated her, so they just
For what reason exactly? They just said that they don't like her and that she causes upset and she doesn't respect the royal ways. But also, just because it's the royal ways doesn't mean it's wrong that she's not doing it.
Yeah, but they're all in cahoots. All the papers are all like paid off by all these people. So if the royals don't like her, then
she's out.
I'm not a big fan of her though, to be
me
fair.
Me neither, but I don't think there was a reason for them to hate her.
Nah, not at all. So maybe by the time this goes out, we'll find out what the whole thing was.
Imagine she's on the phone on WhatsApp to Meghan, listen.
You're right.
They're a shower arseholes, Meghan. You're right. Yeah.
Imagine.
Fucking sick of them, Meghan.
I know. Imagine she's over there with Harry and Meghan.
I know.
She's plotting.
Getting her BBL.
And Kate's really? Getting her BBL.
Why would they not just do what every normal mum does, fling up a wee carousel, a picture of the three kids, and just say, Happy Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
Instead of editing it so badly.
But you think, see if you're going to edit that to like a royal standard, surely you've got somebody checking them over.
Yeah.
Who's like the best of the best.
Unless it's on purpose.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying. Is this like controversy? Controversy. Like covering up something else. Let's be honest, right? Do we really care?
No, I really don't. See when they debate it. See on the TV when they're like, I think that blah, blah, blah. I just think nobody fucking cares.
Yeah.
Like in my head, all I can keep saying is nobody cares. Nobody knows them.
We're never
going really
to find
cares.
Also, the other thing is we're never going to find out.
No, I know.
We never, ever found out what happened to Diana.
No.
And we're never going to find out ever.
Nah.
Well, did because James they'll English never... not do one with her ex-bodyguard or something like that?
Oh, did he?
Do we need to listen to that?
Yeah. I feel like everyone has kind of backed up the story that there's more to it. Do you know what I mean? Everyone has
come
out and
not
said...
stupid.
Nah. definitely something's going on there.
But even when there's a mundane thing that goes on in your own life, there's always more to it.
Yeah.
You tell what you want to tell.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it. Do you think she's unwell? Personally, if I was to be a betting man or betting woman, I would say she's the mental breakdown. She's fucking sick of it after Christmas and she's taking time off.
Was she not
splitting up?
Was she not in hospital?
I think they could be splitting up. Ooh. She's sick of the affair. She's not doing it anymore. She's like, I've had enough of this shit.
She's doing tired of this grandpa.
In my head, she's done a Meghan McKenna Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
And she's lost the plot and they've went, oh, you're not well. And they're trying to make Eric and she's getting medicated. Probably against her will. Allegedly, just an opinion.
Just an opinion. Unconfirmed.
I think she'll be wired up with all sorts of drugs.
Imagine she's just generally going, do you know what, Philip? Can't be fucking arsed. Don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to get my hair done. I want to wear low-rise jeans. I don't fucking want to wear Karen Millen anymore.
Yeah. Why is she talking to Philip? What?
Is that not her husband?
He's dead.
Who's talking to?
William.
He looks like a Philip.
She's definitely lost it. In my head, she's got a big rustic neck bow. Philip, are you there?
William, how hard must it be about living in that world and going, but there's a pure nice wee top in Zara. I want to wear that.
And she's such a good figure as well.
A pure fancy, a Big Mac.
Do you think she goes, you know what, William, I can't be fucking arsed with these three. They're driving me insane. Bring them the mint. What do you want? Right.
Nando's.
Three Happy Meals. What? Oh, fuck's sake. Right. I don't even know what the kids are called.
No, because she's not going to be annoyed. She's not going to be making their dinners anyway.
What are the kids called? Go.
Don't. Charlotte is one of them.
George. Louis.
Louis? I was going to say Alfie.
They've all got the same name. No, Alfie was...
They've not all got the same name.
They've all got the same names, but there's like five names that they swap between them all.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Like royal names.
What's Bahari's kids called?
Lilibeth and... Is that not an Alfie?
No, I think he's an Alfie.
Archie. That's the one.
Lilibeth.
I know.
Archie the bear. Dr. Doolittle.
Anyway, we're turning into a royal podcast now.
Look at us, we queens.
Although we did do a wee dedicated episode after the Meghan interview, remember? It was all we could talk
that's really
about.
Progression is key.
And Oprah as well, remember?
I know. That was a whole, to be fair, that was a big thing at the time. That was monumental.
That was what everybody was talking about, uh-huh. So we had to talk about it.
True. Very true. Talking of which, Big Brother, what were we saying to it?
Boring. It's got boring now. Sharon's away out.
Mm-hmm. I love her though.
Louis, to be fair, right, is a controversial character, but we need him because he's funny.
He is funny.
If there's not somebody controversial whose views you really don't agree with, there is no point in watching it.
I know. But the latest thing was Louis slagging Jedward, and then Jedward's response with Gemma Collins.
Also, who was it that said in the car? Is that their mum? It pure sounds like Gemma Collins.
That was Ailey.
It's because I watched it first thing this morning. I thought it was Jedward's mum sticking up for them.
Why would their mum be Essex?
I'm going to say, take the Irish accent out of it. See if Gemma was to have two sons, it would be them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It would be them.
Them in a caftan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, ain't getting none of this candy. Them two in a caftan without the Irish accent. Give them an Essex accent. The drama they bring, the showbiz, the glitz, that would be her sons.
Yeah. They apparently had only ever met Louis four times, which is mental because I thought they were pure
best mates.
Best pals, yeah.
But was he not their judge?
Yeah. He was their mentor on the Next Factor.
Surely they couldn't have met them four times when they were on the show for longer than that.
Yeah, but he maybe means like we actually physically met him rather than just seeing him on the panel.
They didn't win though, so why would he see them afterwards? Yeah. Sorry, devil's advocate here.
Why did he
no,
get five?
No, because they signed to his record label thing that he was meant to be doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he's the name. He's not the worker.
So that's the point they're trying to make is how can you judge us and say that we're all these things when we've literally only met four times?
So what did he say about them?
They were vile.
Oh.
That was it really, wasn't it? They were vile. That's what he said. I got 5 million for them, but they were vile.
I mean... Again, devil's advocate. How young were they when they went on?
Exactly.
So they were
17.
Exactly. But could you imagine being that age and then getting flung 5 mil?
Mm-hmm.
And like how mental you could become?
Yeah.
Jedward are the absolute epitome of just fucking fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jed Worlds and all that. Yeah. Jed World Tour.
One of my old friends from school used to follow them about on tour. She was a Jedward extreme fan.
Wow. What do you call them? They had names.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And what do you think it was that drew her to them, because I'm going to say it's not sexual chemistry.
I don't know. I think
it's not.
They it's knew a good them. Time.
They knew them in the sense that they would always be there. So like Jedward would always know her name and all that. She was a pure super fan.
Wow. First name basis.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they were at like all their shows. They used to tour the UK with them, basically. Oh, good God. Always be outside. I know. I think it was the only super fans of Jedward ever, but yeah, she loved them.
I just like how they did the wee. They used to always make sure at every single performance there was a wee incorporation of, say, the busted jump with the legs at the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the guitars, with no guitar though. It was just an air guitar, which, by the way, brings me to my next thing. I totally forgot about this, right, until recently. And I was talking to, I think it was maybe Fra's dad, about talent shows, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't remember how it came up in conversation. I think that's what it was. I was talking about Lady Marmalade, mm-hmm. right? Because something came on about Pink or something like that. And then I said basically that's funny because we just not long spoke about how you did Lady Marmalade at the school talent show, Ailey, mm-hmm. and that you were Lil Kim and you rapped, right? And we were just laughing about it, whatever. And then I said, it's a shame they don't really do talent shows anymore. And then Ella piped up for the background. She went, we did one like 2 years ago. Did one when Charlie was in primary one. I was like, that, did you? Literally don't remember it. And as soon as she started telling me stuff, it made me think, right? So she did a backflip or something like that. So she was like third place. And then Charlie was meant to do the keyboard. Remember, I get the keyboard from you?
Yes.
And then he flunked the audition and just went, I just danced instead because I forgot how to do it. Maybe had a little lamb, right? Just went for a strong point, just did a wee dance. But he got through it at the finals, right? So he was also like able to do it for the school. Did the wee dance, right?
Oh, good for him.
But then the boy, I think they'd picked like a winner from every class, right? So say, for example, there was four finalists from every year group, right?
Right.
You then had one winner, and the winner from his class was a wee boy. I don't know if I told you this. And like, I can't believe he won. That's really, really good. And I said to his mom, I was like, oh my God, how good that so-and-so won the talent competition. She was like, did he? For what? And I was like, for his bagpipes. And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, it was definitely a year, like that Harvey boy's name. I mean, it was definitely a year one because it was P1 and there's a boy with the same name, P7. And she was like, no, I don't think it has been him. And then Charlie came out and he went, he did. He won it because he was playing the bagpipes. I was looking at the mum and I was like, how do you not know that? And I went, he was playing the bagpipes. And Charlie went, yeah, the air bagpipes. He pretended to play the bagpipes.
Listen, confidence is key in that aspect.
Carried on.
Did he make the noise?
No, they played the backing track and he just jumped the book.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Anyone?
Do you know what won that over? The Scottish part of it.
100%.
That was it.
And also the confidence and the creativity.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Imagine the mum butt going, nah, you're at it. Don't play the bagpipes.
Why did he not tell his mum?
Because they were pretend bagpipes.
Oh my God. Do you know what that is? All you need is just a good idea, something different. Do you remember the guy who went on Britain's Got Talent and he sang like, Old MacDonald had a farm.
He sang all the nursery rhymes,
Yeah. And it was the best thing ever. And he got through, like, I'm pretty sure he got through to the finals, didn't he? I was actually there when he did his audition, you know. I went to Britain's Got Talent filming for some reason.
It was free to get in, remember?
Yeah, you just had to put your name down for a ticket, and me and Andy, for some reason, went to the SECC and sat and watched it happen.
I wonder if you were there when I was there then.
No, I wasn't. I definitely wasn't. Because it was, I think this was years after.
Was it really staged?
So unbelievably staged. Yep, so that is. Like they would literally go, right, everyone, say that guy was on, right? Yep. And at the time when he's singing, everyone's just like watching, like no major like crowd reaction. Afterwards, they would then get everybody to, right, everyone, I want you all to stand up and sway your arms. Like when there's no music.
Couldn't be arsed.
And they're like, right, everyone, now we want to get a standing ovation. So none of it's real whatsoever. So
they take all those clips as B-roll, right? And then see when they need to clip in like a pure unbelievable performance, like clap, they just make sure that they got someone really good doing that to like the fake thing.
That's why. Do you remember the whole thing with the girl who was Pink?
Yeah, that's right.
And they set the whole thing up. And she was like,
I love that.
And it's so sad. See, when you hear her story back and she was like, they pure set me up. I didn't want to sing Pink.
Yeah.
It's all fake. Sharon then spoke about that on Silly Big Brother.
Yep.
So she said, she was like, oh, it was just getting to the point where it was so staged. And Lou was going, so staged. I can't do the Irish accent. Yeah. Right, but so staged. And then she said, like, it was the, have you got another song?
Uh-huh.
Can you get another song? Oh, hang on. Yes, I've got the backing track. It's right here. Up my ass. Did you hear her say that? She's so fucking good.
Do you know, she's so like, there's something so motherly about her and so like, you would feel so safe if she was your mum.
Yeah,
do you know what I think?
She's got a good voice.
I started watching back the, it just started coming out my TikToks, you know what it's like?
The Osbournes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See the old Osbournes, the original one when Kelly's like 14 or whatever.
And she's mental.
And there was one of them where Sharon's just like pure calm, lying in bed, right? Yeah. And obviously the TV crew and all that are there and Kelly's going, I don't want to do it. I was screaming because she didn't want to film. And then like Ozzy's trying to calm her down and she's like pure raging.
It's because she got, it was a job she'd gotten. It wasn't to do with the filming of the actual show. Kelly got a job and Sharon was going, she doesn't want to do it. She goes, I don't want to do it.
And then she goes, oh, she's so dramatic. I love her so much.
The Osbournes is my friend's
Kelly
mom
darling,
and dad.
You know, Kelly darling. And Sharon just sat in our bed. Uh-huh. Hilarious.
The best comment I ever saw, because obviously Ozzy's like wandering about the house, pure slow motion the way he is, like going to try and calm Kelly down. And one of the top comment was like, I love how Ozzy walks about like he's haunting his own house.
Bless him. He's got Parkinson's.
The Son of Darkness or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord of Darkness? No.
Lord of the Dance.
No, I don't know, but I love their relationship. See them two.
So cute.
And in fact, they've got their own podcast. Have you ever listened to it?
I'm sad to see it,
right, so it comes up on TikTok quite a lot for me. And someone had said, like, a question that came in was like, I think Kelly had read it out. She's like a pure reform character because we've seen her in her high school days.
Yeah.
So now she's like totally different. So she basically read out one of the listener messages, which was like, Dad, people have asked, like, how do you survive a marriage for so long? Because they've been together since Sharon was like 19 or something like that. It's like a long, long time. And
Prince of Darkness.
Prince of Darkness. There you go, Lauren. Well done. Well done, Lauren's brain.
Thank you.
Yes. And he said something like, and obviously, I imagine this in Ozzy's voice, right? He's like, the thing is with Sharon, I love her, but I fucking hate her. I absolutely hate her. But that's what you've got to do. You love someone that much, but you also can't fucking stop. I want to kill her sometimes.
It's
but see the way he said
on
it.
Both sides.
He's like, I could not live without her. Oh. I couldn't live without her. And
they
I'm just
separated
going,
for a wee while as well,
Ozzy,
didn't they?
You are. I've never looked at you that way, Ozzy.
Don't you dare.
But emotionally.
When he smiles, by the way.
Emotionally.
There's a wee glimmer.
What did he look like in his heyday, by the way?
Like that,
fancy
but younger.
Fancy you emotionally.
Thanks for clearing that up, Lauren. Like that, but younger.
Again, he had the long hair.
See if you imagine him.
All the rings.
On reverse.
Black t-shirt.
No, that's not what I imagined whatsoever. I wouldn't
have
imagined
that. No, that's not a good
representation. God, he's like Kelly there, isn't he? Look at his face.
Oh my God, he looks completely different there. Yeah, he's got Kelly's got the same like jawline.
Yep. And have you seen they've got an older daughter, Amy?
Yeah. Amy, yeah. And she's in a band and she's like really successful, apparently.
She never wanted to be on the Osbournes or anything like that, so she was never on anything. You never seen her.
No, but she's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. How much is Ozzy like Kelly there? Or Kelly like
God's
Ozzy?
God's sake, it's the long hair as well.
Yeah.
It's the nose
it's
and the
actually
mouth.
The same hair curler that we've been using. Actually mad.
I can see the logic in it because imagine the cringe of us if you had to look back at your like meltdowns when you were that age.
Obviously
she got well paid for it and she's worked out having a really good career and all that, but it is a big thing to like
it's
look
too
back
good though. My
and
favorite
see it
episode
really
is the tattoo. The heart tattoo was the one.
My mom and dad used to watch that as well.
We used to watch it as a family.
Yeah, oh, the wee heart tattoo, and he was like, oh, don't show me. Why, that's the worst accent ever.
I don't want to see it.
Like, I was even surprised that he would be even in the slightest bit annoyed at her getting a tattoo.
So
given
funny.
What their life is
but
like.
She was 15 at the time and he was like, who did this to you kind of thing.
Oh,
funny.
Love them.
Actually, do you know what? We need to rewatch all that. It's a shame though, because it's like the TVs we would have watched that on would have been so small that now it's so pixelated.
It's just going to be a wee square as well, isn't it?
Yep. Annoying.
Right, let's go. And right, I think we were talking about this in the car.
Right.
This is a confession sessions one, right? But it got such a good response that we feel like we need to share it on the main podcast, right? So see, if you want confessions like this, you need to come over and join us. This is where the juiciest ones are.
Oh my God, it's so
going
good.
Every week.
I can't believe the amount of messages we got after this saying, like, nearly fell off the treadmill at the gym when I heard this. guys, this is not a a message to be read out, but can't believe I was not prepared for this story.
Right, so I'm going to reshare it, right? So this came in from a woman and her husband who actually wrote this in together.
Holding hands,
they decided to share it. Right, so the title is My Husband's Hoover Fetish Confession. My husband and I have a story that we'd like to share. As the subject suggests, my husband has a thing for the vacuum cleaner. It all became apparent not long into the relationship when one of the first times I stayed over at his. The next morning, he got up to do some cleaning. I was minding my own business on my phone, on the sofa, and all of a sudden, I felt the Hoover sucking me. Initially, I was a bit taken aback, but thought he was just messing around, but he went on and continued to Hoover me, and I only stopped him when he went for my boob. He said he was just getting the cat fur. Can you imagine how unflattering it would be to have your boob being sucked by
him? I know.
It's not even that. Mine would actually, like, mine would give you length. So he could probably stand at the living room door, do the suction, and my boob would just, like, elevate and go straight forward. Almost like a telescopic leg.
A few days later, I was on his laptop not snooping, but I found in closed tabs that he had been watching vacuuming porn. I confronted him and he did admit to a fetish. I have quite an open mind about things, and I asked him if he wanted me to use the Hoover on him. He duly obliged, and it's safe to say I have to look at Henry the Hoover in quite a different way since then. So she basically gives Hoover jobs, and she says
she gives Hoover jobs, and she I love how this has basically become like, hey girls, welcome back to the podcast. Life hack. Lazy girl blowjobs. Oh, yeah,
she ended on saying, I don't mind using the Hoover now because it means I don't have to do any hoovering at all, which I hate. And once he's cleaned the house every week, he gets a little reward, whether it's a quick boob suck or a Hoover job.
Hoover job.
So he basically does all the cleaning, and all she has to do after is give him a Hoover job.
But we had quite a few questions after that, just not from you guys, but from ourselves. A few of which were, Lauren asked, do you intermittently turn the Hoover on and off to then display some kind of wanking motion?
Yes. I imagine it's a kind of like a
tug of war.
A bit of a tug of the Hoover, yeah. That's what I feel like it is.
I just go, surely over time, if this is a constant kink, surely you're going to elongate the skin.
Yeah.
So by the time you're 70, you're going to have a big, massive foreskin.
Also, yeah, is she not going to like clog the Hoover at some point?
So we asked how it finishes, and
error 800.
I also wanted to know where the balls go.
Yeah.
Right. So we had all these questions to ask,
and she's got back to us, which I love. We love a follow up. Right. First of all, she's wrote, apologies to Ailey for getting the spelling wrong in the first email. It's okay, I'm so used to it. I hope you and the wider audience enjoyed our story. It honestly felt like a bit of a weight off telling you guys. As you can imagine,
someone knows my dirty little secret.
Welcome to confession sessions.
Also, by the way, if you know anyone with a Hoover fetish, then let us know, because maybe it's a more universal thing. We can normalise it for you. To answer your follow-up,
I don't know if we can. Stop putting out claims there. We can normalise it, because I don't know if we can. It's very unique to you, but I think you like it.
Or are people going to start trying it now that we've spoke about it?
Trendsetters.
Let us know if you have tried it since.
I'm just going to say, nowadays we like to say your sharks and your Chwanda effect, whatever you call it, for the Dysons. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm taking it you're needing something that's like about to head to the dump.
I wonder if there's any of our male listeners thinking, oh, I know what I'm doing when I get home.
I know.
Time for a bit of spring cleaning.
British right. lads.
To answer your follow-up, as you guys guessed, the wee perv stuck his willy in the Hoover as an experiment at a young age. He apparently enjoyed it and has went and developed a fetish off the back of it, which isn't going away anytime soon. Which is actually, when we were discussing this earlier, we had the idea of, can everyone video your husband or your boyfriend and ask them if they've ever stuck their willy in a Hoover and just go off their reaction and find out.
This is honestly taking...
No one's going to admit to
it. This is taking dildos in the dishwashers and, like, I don't know. How can we... Dildos in the dishwashers works because it's alliteration.
I know. What's the word for
Helmets
it?
In the Hoover.
Helmets in the Hoover, that's the one. To your point about sucking up spiders and God only knows what else, I wasn't entirely comfortable using a dirty household Hoover for amorous purposes, so I did ask in the interest of hygiene that Henry got retired to just cleaning purposes and we buy a second Hoover for him, so he literally has his own wanking Hoover.
Oh my God,
I love how it's that way around. Like, I wouldn't want to put his precious penis inside a dusty Hoover. I'm like, I'm not cleaning my lovely stairs with your jizzy, Henry.
I was a little surprised when he went out and bought himself a Miele.
A Miele?
M-I-E-L-E.
Oh, is that the fake Henry's?
That's a really good...
really good brand.
That's a really good brand. That's top of the range.
Okay.
Allegedly, he chose this one because it was one that you can change the suction levels on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I honestly thought I was going to be tag-teaming him with a Hetty.
Is it a threesome of Hetty's involved? See, when you said last week that I imagine you dress Hetty up and she's got like a wig on and all that. Have you ever seen when the minions dress up as girls and they're going, hello? Have you seen that? Hello! That's her. That's Hetty. I'm going to show you a picture so you know exactly how I imagined this.
I didn't really get the whole Hoover stuff at the start, but I don't mind sitting and letting him Hoover me from time to time. I suppose it's not unlike one of those vacuum skin treatments. It actually is unlike it quite a lot. It's also a handy way
it's
and
a different
quick
ending.
It's also a handy way and a quick win for me if I need to get dog hair off my leggings. We have three pets. It's
wait,
a constant.
What? So she's dressed.
That's how I imagine it.
In terms of logistics of delivering a Hoover job, oh my God, we've got the tutorial here, guys.
Wait, I need to get comfy.
Get your pen and paper.
Dave, you listening?
By the way, last week, if anyone didn't know what was going on, Dave actually walked in with the office Hoover and he was like, zoom, zoom.
We do have an attachment that accommodates his willy with a bit of room to spare so there is no cloggage per se, and with a bit of wanking and thrusting, it gets him off, and the result does, yes, indeed, get sucked up and the attachment gets cleaned afterwards. You're quite right as well. His balls or pubes don't go anywhere near the hose. I've been tempted to if he's been an annoying shit earlier that day, but I'm not that cruel. So the balls are not involved.
Surely you couldn't stuff the balls in there anyway.
No, I don't think so.
So basically you're wanking the Hoover, which is in turn wanking him.
Yep.
It's a weird one, but I get it.
Yeah, I can imagine how it developed as like a 14-year-old boy, because I mean 14-year-olds are going to do anything, aren't they?
Oh, it just
makes me think of Dewey from Scary Movie. Never. Don't disturb me when I'm cleaning my room. Mom told you to stop putting your dick in the Hoover. Maybe that's where he got
that's
his idea.
Sure, it might be, by the way.
Right,
like, I'm going to try this.
Be honest, right?
Yeah,
be honest. We're all pals here.
I've never put it in
the Hoover. You've not put your dick in the Hoover?
Never.
See if you had listened to this
going,
episode.
Wait till later.
Uh-huh. See if you'd listened to this episode and you had a willy.
Uh-huh.
Would you go and try it?
No, because the thought of what's inside my Hoover would give me the boat.
Yeah, but it's not inside that. Anything that's inside your Hoover is inside the main bit, not in the tube.
It is in
the tube.
The
tube's a bit dusty.
I wouldn't, for fear of it actually taking something off, but I don't have one, so I don't know how fragile they are.
They're so fucking fragile.
Circumcision. I imagine
it being
like... I
seen a thing the other day, and it was like, people say grow a set of balls, but balls are soft and sensitive. Uh-huh. So if you want to grow something, then grow a vagina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder, you know, guys,
that makes
such a big...
me so annoying.
Big, tough hoof.
I actually hate things like that. I hate the whole women empowerment thing of like, try having breasts. Like, shut up. I fucking hate it. You hate it.
Do you not know that, you know that like guys are obviously so dramatic about everything. The whole man flu thing is always worse. Yeah. I would think getting kicked in the balls is the equivalent of getting like kneed or elbowed in the boob.
Like when the kids go to get up and they use you as leverage.
Yeah,
that's agony.
It's sore, but it's just like, it's not that sore.
Mm-hmm. I think they're just dramatic about it, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, okay, we get it. You've got bits hanging there.
It's also like, how can they do that? And that's not sore.
Mm-hmm.
But are we neat in the balls as painful? Well, can you choose then when it's sore?
Nah,
you choose it. When it's going to hurt you.
Picky, picky.
We all know that noise, by the way. And no one's clapping their hands, let me tell you that.
It's a universal
someone is
noise.
Right now, people are going to be like, what's that noise?
It's alien. She's got a bump you.
Where's that Hoover? Right, let's get into the emails. Will we do a couple before we go over to... We've got 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, go over an email.
Right, okay, so we've got this email in, which by the way, I know we have our phone number. We've got the 885 hotline. But we do still like an email.
Yeah.
So if you like an email and you're at your work, don't send it from your work email.
Yeah.
But draft it there, copy and paste it to your phone, and then send it, right? Okay, so, hey, gals, thought I'd send my childhood trauma stories in as these have been making me laugh so much, but also so sad as they have triggered some emotions.
Oh, no. By the way, we've all had it. We've all had the flashbacks.
Oh, sorry.
But you need to be able to laugh about it now.
Yeah. You need to be able to laugh. And once it's shared, it's then gone.
Mm-hmm.
I am dark haired, so I was the hairy gal at school.
I feel you.
I'm also tall, so I had a double whammy.
Oh my God, me and Lauren.
Why not me?
Well, Lauren's tall and I was hairy.
I was hairy.
Did you have a tash though?
Ailey, I told you about
it. Oh, if you did, you would have been Tashley.
Tashley.
Oh my God. That, you dodged a bullet with that.
Tashley Hairburn.
Oh my God. Did you actually have a tash?
No, but see.
No, you're so lucky. Because that would have been so bad.
Tashley Hairburn.
Tashley Hairburn. You had the perfect name for it. I'm sorry you fell into that one.
If that, honestly, that was so lucky.
Oh man. See, if I wasn't me and I seen Ashley Fairburn, and she did have a tash. Yeah. I was 100% calling her
absolutely.
Tashley. Absolutely. I feel as if Tashley Hairburn, right? Elite. But also, see, people in my school, do better. You could have been so much more creative. Yeah. Why did it take me all these years till now? All these long years for me to come up with Tashley Hairburn?
Is this a thing that you also need to think about now with babies? Like, see, if you're dark, like me, if I had a girl, I would need to think, oh, she could potentially have a tash. So well, I can't give her a name that would be a tash. Attached to
well, guess what your girl's definitely got?
What?
A thing. And I remember.
What?
A thing. A girl
a
bits.
Vagina.
Girl bits. I know somebody whose mum almost called them Stephanie. And we were friends with a Stephanie. And I remember this girl saying, my mum was going to call me Stephanie. Not to Stephanie. She never said this. She said this to me. Mm-hmm. My mum was going to call me Stephanie, but she was worried because it's like Fanny.
What a passive aggressive comment.
I mean, I knew a few Stephanies growing up, and I don't feel like we ever referenced them as Fannies.
No, I don't think so.
I know, it's Steph really I'm really overthinking it there. Anyway, in first year, I was having a sleepover with some friends, and I told them about this boy, Jamie, that I fancied.
Jamie?
They were hyping me up to ask him out, and he would defo go for me, etc. They sound like nice pals.
They sound like the best kind of pals.
One of the girls said to me, oh, but what about your moustache? He would feel that if you kissed him.
It's funny.
I literally died there and then. And then we just started discussing how I could get rid of it. So off to the co-op we went for waxing strips. God, yous are really going for this. Although they had no such thing, so we opted for plasters.
Same thing.
You've got right. Some plasters will have to. This did nothing. About a week or so later, my friend managed to get leg waxing strips. So she said that she would wax my tash, and she also suggested doing my monobrow.
Oh, fucking
rude if you ask me.
These pals sound a wee bit passag.
They went from hyping you up to then being like, hang on a minute, this is like a, what's that film again?
He'll love you, but we've She's got to change that. She's all that. Everything about you.
Yep, he'll like you, but we've got some things to do first, girls. Right, so she did the upper lip, which left a massive burn mark, and then went on to the eyebrow, but the daft bitch waxed half my eyebrow off. Long story short, I hid this from my mum for a few days by telling her it was a carpet burn, and I just drew over my eyebrows. BB, eyebrows. Then she finally caught on and was raging. She even spoke to my gran as she had serious concerns about me. After this, she started to let me get waxed. See the whole getting waxed thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
See if you've got daughters and they're insecure about things like their eyebrows or a monobrow or a tash. Just let them deal with it.
Yep.
Help them.
You can suggest it before they
just do it.
Because you just don't want it to become a bullying thing.
See if they're going to get to the point where you go, listen, see, when you're 16, you're going to hate that anyway. Let's just deal with it now. I really don't see a big massive concern with that. See, if you're a wee girl, had like a
monobrow,
I would just take it off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's totally fine. It's not a big deal. But people would come for you in that, wouldn't they? I reckon, see if that was one of us, with one of our kids, I reckon people would come for you online and be like, I can't believe you're doing that, beauty standards, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but then you would go, but you would do it as an adult.
Exactly.
And you'd feel self-conscious about it as an adult and wax it off, but you're trying to send a child into an environment where there's bullies, because that is inevitable.
Exactly.
You can't just say to them, oh, stand up to the bullies, because you wouldn't, it's not like that.
You and your big brow stand up to the bullies.
If an adult waxes something off that they're self-conscious about, then why would you not let a child
exactly.
do it?
So
are we sporting monobrows now?
Apparently so. See, the thing with the monobrow thing as well, you don't have to do the plucking or even necessarily actual shaving, because you can use dermaplaners.
Uh-huh.
Just do it. Listen, this is your pals telling you to see if you've ever felt like, oh God, I'll get pure judged for doing that. I wouldn't be reshaping brows unless it was truly necessary.
Yeah.
But I'd be getting rid of a monobrow.
Yeah. You don't need to make them look pure done up.
Keep it tidy.
Yeah.
Keep it tidy.
Keep it tidy. Eyebrows, muffs, underarms, legs.
Muffs is a bit weird though.
We're talking about children here, are we?
I was talking about the kids. I wasn't saying that anyone.
No, sorry. If my daughter's got swimming lessons and she's got to wear a bikini, yeah, you're talking she's an got
older,
an issue there.
Yeah, you're talking an older age.
Keep that tidy enough.
Yeah, true. Don't
leave them open for any issues.
Life's hard enough, basically, is what we're saying. We've got another one here. Another trauma story of mine. This is the same writer. Another trauma story of mine was that my friend was really good at painting nails. She took hours doing these all different patterns, etc. She painted my toes yellow and on the big toe did lots of flowers. And it took her ages, but it looked really good for it being 12 years ago and her being 15. She took a picture, uploaded it to Facebook, and one of my, in inverted commas, friends commented saying, "Hairy toe."
Do you know what? For all the girls out there, we all get a hairy toe.
Listen, I've told you before, I shave from the big toe right up to underneath the eyebrows.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was shaving my widow's peak, guys. It was nearly going fully from the head right down to the toes.
Is there not? There's nothing worse, right, than uploading a photo. This is definitely like a Facebook era thing, right? But uploading a photo and not realizing like something in the background somebody comment. Actually, one of my friends uploaded a picture. I can't remember what it was. Right, no, what it was she uploaded a picture of the TV, some program on the TV, right, in her living room. So she took the photo and say it was like, I don't know, whatever program she was talking about, and she uploaded it on Facebook and said like, oh, I was watching blah 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 tonight, and somebody comment, or this morning, and somebody commented saying, nice dressing gown. And she was like, what? Like, you can't see me in the picture. And then, you know, that way, like, you refocus your eyes and you realise there's a pure, obvious reflection. And it was her just sitting there in a big polka dot dressing gown.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, fuck.
No.
You don't realise these things until you put them on.
Yeah, I took a picture of Ella with something. Now, what was it? It was something that she was showing, like a wee thing that she'd gotten or something she'd done. I think it was it maybe a picture? Something like that, right? But I'd taken a picture of her and then I'd put it on Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, oh, bless you in the background, big proud mum. Because in the background of her is my circular mirror.
Oh,
in
so the dining room, you.
And you see me with the phone with the big cheeser.
Literally Regina George's mum.
Oh my God, what a fucking bully. Hairy toe.
I know.
I mean, you would think you would notice it though.
But not if you're only focused on the big flowers in your toe.
I mean, to be fair, I always like hesitate going to shave the toe and then I'm like, it needs done.
It does need done. You also need to scrunch your toes. Because there is nothing worse than when you get to see those wee ridges.
Yeah.
Basically the knuckles of your toe. I don't know what you call them. See if you catch that.
Agony.
Sore. Really sore.
See, when I was getting my laser done for the first time, she offered to do my toe, which I feel like is basically like that girl's pal.
You wouldn't be like, that toe.
Want me to get your toe for you?
Andy will definitely feel that.
I was like, go for it, might as well.
It's just the big one though.
Yeah, it's just the big one.
None of the other four.
I feel like I've got quite hairy fingers actually as well. Like, I notice that sometimes if I take a photo of my nails, I'm like, oh, yeah. But mine's are like perfect wee squares of hair. Need to get them lasered as well.
Well, this girl should say that. I think it's so funny that these things are so embarrassing, but now I don't care about admitting I literally shaved myself from the big toe up to my big top lip.
Absolutely.
So do you think people would have a crack up now if you were to get somebody that's like our age to go into schools and go, by the way, your big toe's going to get hair on it. It's totally normal. You can shave that off. See, when you're wearing a bikini, by the way, it's never perfectly smooth. You'll get bumps and you'll forget a wee pup here and there. Like, because these girls all feel like they need to be pure perfect and normal.
Guys, I wish we had you. I wish we had you from the future.
But then do you think people would crack up going like, you're pressuring younger girls into shaving their toes? And they would like, say that. I can't fucking do right for doing wrong
but
here.
Then the mums saying that would be the ones that also shave everywhere.
Yep.
Or but they think they can judge people for doing it and say, oh, well, you need to teach them to respect themselves and that they don't need to do things for other people and accept your body. Well, you also shave your legs and shave your big toe and your tash.
I've got an embarrassing story that I'm going to, it's actually a wee bit of a confession and I've never told anyone, but I'm saving it for confession.
Do you know what I love? I love when you introduce, I've got an embarrassing story, but your body language is like you're shriveled up.
Did
you
notice?
You know it's going to be a good one.
Oh, it's so bad. If I'm not saying it here, I'm saying over the next one.
And I might race you.
Lauren's just shriveled up as well. We're going over to confession sessions now. So come and join us. Click the link on our description and send your emails to girlsoverheadpodcast@gmail.com. And send, if you want to WhatsApp us or voice note us, because you can send us voice notes.
We've got a voice note this morning.
Oh, yeah, girl.
We've got loads for today, actually.
By the way, they were on early this morning, what, texting us? The first one came in at like 7. Oh, no, sorry, 20 past 5.
She's part of the 5 a.m. club, this she girl.
Is. Right, the phone number is, if you want to WhatsApp us, the phone number is 07428-957-885. So send us your message, send us your voice notes, DM us or email us, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.